Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A major recall of organic baby formula. ByHeart is recalling its baby formula products after an outbreak of botulism that hospitalized 15 infants in 12 states. That includes the Whole Nutrition and Anywhere pack pouches sold at Target, Whole Foods, and Walmart. Anyone who has the formula should throw it out immediately. No children have been sickened in Wisconsin, but there have been cases in both Minnesota and Illinois. Bird flu is still active, and DADCAP is testing both animals and milk in the state. Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has confirmed cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in poultry and livestock across the United States. Also known as HPAI or H5N1, there are currently 66 cases in poultry in 19 states, including Wisconsin, and one case in livestock in one state. H5N1 has not been detected in livestock in Wisconsin. Milk sampling at the farm level is mandatory. Wisconsin health officials have a goal of testing each farm approximately every month.
The Supreme Court has extended an order blocking full SNAP payments. The High Court's decision Tuesday came amid signals that the government shutdown could soon end and food aid payments resume, though exactly when is unknown. The order keeps in place, at least for a few more days, a chaotic situation. People who depend on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to feed their families in some states have received their full monthly allocations, while others have received nothing. SNAP helps 42 million Americans buy groceries. The order will expire just before midnight Thursday. During a Tuesday stop at Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said once the federal government reopens, air travel will slowly return to normal, pending issues beyond his control.
I can't control the weather. You know that. I can't control if there's issues on aircraft that's mechanical. But with regard to controlling the airspace, we'll be up and running.
As of Tuesday afternoon, more than 1,200 domestic flights had been canceled and more than 2,000 had been delayed, according to the tracking website FlightAware. County Administrator Tricia Clements reported at last night's Executive and Finance Committee meeting that they are still negotiating with three municipalities on the ambulance service contract. She also reported that Yuba will not be renewing its contract and will go with the Hillsborough Ambulance Service. The remainder of the municipalities belonging to the Joint Ambulance Group have agreed to the contract. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has released the 2024-25 School District Accountability Report Cards. Produced annually as required by state law, the report cards evaluate schools and districts across four priority areas: achievement, growth, target group outcomes, and on track to graduation. Each school or district receives an overall accountability score, which places it into one of the five rating categories. Significantly exceeds expectations, exceeds expectations, meets few expectations, and fails to meet expectations. Of the 378 public school districts receiving report cards, 355 met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. Locally, the Ithaca School District scored 63.8, meeting expectations. The Richland School District scored 73.4, exceeding expectations. The River Valley School District scored 74.6 to exceed expectations. And the Riverdale School District scored 65.1 to meet expectations. The DPI produced 1,920 scored public school report cards. Of those, 1,625 met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. An additional 141 schools received alternate accountability ratings due to limited data. Locally, the Ithaca Elementary School exceeds expectations with a score of 77. The middle school meets expectations with a score of 61.7, and the high school meets few expectations with a score of 57.6. The Richland Center Intermediate School and High School both exceed expectations. The intermediate school scored 74.6, and the high school scored 73.3. The Richland Center Primary School, Online Academy, and Partner Charter School all received an alternate rating of satisfactory progress due to insufficient data, often because of small size or limited grade range. The River Valley Elementary School and High School meets expectations. The elementary school has a score of 60.2 and the high school 64.9. The middle school significantly exceeds expectations with a score of 88.1. The Riverdale Elementary, Junior High, and High School all meet expectations with scores of 64.6, 61.2, and 66.3, respectively. The Riverdale Academy received an alternate rating of satisfactory progress. Achievement and growth measures are weighted according to each district or school's percentage of economically disadvantaged students per state law. Each report card uses multiple years of data, with recent years weighted more heavily. Due to updates, overall accountability scores for 2024-25 cannot be directly compared to prior years, though the underlying data remain comparable. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked number one throughout the country for the most prescription medications collected during the fall 2025 drug take-back collection. Wisconsin collected 53,498 pounds of unwanted medications this spring. Wisconsin has collected a total of 1,422,970 pounds of unwanted medications since drug take-back began in 2010 under the leadership of the Drug Enforcement Administration. Wisconsin ranks third in the nation for the most medications collected since inception, falling only behind Texas with 1,559,313 pounds and California with 1,495,633 pounds collected. Nationwide, since inception, 20,391,815 pounds of unwanted medications have been collected during drug take-back events. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones reports the largest non-COVID affected collection ever at the most recent drug take-back day in Richland County. The totals for the fall 2025 fall drug take-back day include, from the City Hall and Center Pharmacy drop boxes, 272.6 pounds. From the two drop boxes at the Sheriff's Office, 52.4 pounds. The day of the event, 38 pounds were collected for a total of 363 pounds. While Drug Take Back Day only happens twice a year, any day can be Drug Take Back Day at one of Wisconsin's more than 500 permanent drug disposal boxes. These boxes are accessible year-round at law enforcement agencies, hospitals, pharmacies, and health clinics. Locally, drop boxes are available year-round at the Richland Center Municipal Building, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Municipal Building. Another major Wisconsin retailer is doing away with pennies. Woodman's Grocery Stores, with 20 locations in Illinois and Wisconsin, will be rounding all cash sales to the nearest nickel, and store self-checkout kiosk will stop accepting cash in December. Digital and debit card payments will remain unchanged. The U.S. Treasury stopped minting pennies this year, and shortages are already taking place across the country. A Racine man accused of stalking a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice is headed to trial. Online court records show 37-year-old Ryan Thornton is scheduled for jury trial in Dane County in January. Police say Thornton sent multiple threatening emails to Chief Justice Jill Karofsky this summer and allegedly admitted to police she was going down. Thornton has also harassed the Office of Lawyer Regulation, making over 70 calls to complain about a lawyer who represented him in a 2019 domestic abuse case. Justice Karofsky told investigators the threats worried her so much she asked for a security escort to attend several sporting events.